As I look around this arena and see people of all ages and walks of life, except for our older Americans who have been guaranteed Medicare, a government program paid for by all of us, there is not a single person in this audience who is currently insured who can say with any certainty that you will have the same insurance covering the same services for the same cost this time next year. In fact, if you are like most Americans, you are finding your insurance more and more expensive to you personally. You are finding that you are paying more and more out of pocket. You are finding you are being imposed on with more and more conditions and often having your choice of doctor and health plan removed from you. And yet here we are spending more money on health care than any country. 15 cents out of every dollar spent in the United States is spent on health care. And we have 40 million uninsured people, 85% of whom get up every day and go to work and pay taxes to provide health benefits to people on welfare that they are not entitled to have themselves. We have 10 million uninsured children and millions more who do not see doctors. And we have literally millions and millions of underinsured Americans because their policies are so poorly written that they either run out of coverage when they need it most or they have to pay so much before their coverage kicks in. This is the kind of situation we are faced with today that is crying out for reform. And yes, reform will save money for the vast majority of American businesses. And yes, reform will give you something you do not have now, which is the security of knowing you will always be taken care of. And yes, reform will end the social injustice that exists between those who show up at our hospital doors and have no insurance and are therefore three times more likely to die from the same disease or ailment as a person who shows up with insurance. But we will also be making a moral statement about the kind of country we are and our willingness to confront the problems and challenges that we have. We cannot expect government alone to solve our problems, but we can expect government to be a partner in solving our problems. So when we talk about all of these issues, let's not get isolated into little boxes or categories that makes for a sterile debate. Let's break out of the brain-dead politics of the past, and instead of arguing with one another and yelling at each other across ideological or partisan divides, let's get down to the business of solving the problems and putting our best minds in this country to that end. That is the American tradition. A historian has written that America deals with its problems in 30-year cycles. 60 years ago, we did something about our older Americans when we finally passed Social Security. 30 years later, we provided the health security that Medicare provides as a basic benefit. It is now 30 years from that time, and time for us to give the same level of security to all of our citizens under the age of 65. If for an instant you doubt our ability to change, to make progress, I hope you will suspend your disbelief. I hope you will take that cynicism or skepticism and just shelve it for a while and think about a place like South Africa and find inspiration in the experience of the people there. You only need to hear again what Nelson Mandela said at his inaugural. We understand it still that there is no easy road to freedom. We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve success. We must therefore act together as a united people for national reconciliation, for nation building, for the birth of a new world. That is an attitude borrowed directly from the American experience. Those words are a challenge to us. that we once again light the hope that needs to be in all of us in order to deal with the problems that we face, knowing full well there's never been a country or an experience like the American one, and that if we put our minds to it, your lives and your country's life will be the richer, more productive, more hopeful for it. That is the challenge that I hope each of you in your own way will address. And I also wish each of you Godspeed in your own personal endeavors, and God bless America. Thank you.